7:37 at your hometown station, Coho 101, the Coho Morning Show, moving along through hour number two. This hour brought to you by Stan's Merry Mart, with you on Friday, the 4th of June. I'm Chris Hansen. Pleased to have Troy Campbell with us today, Executive Director of the Leavenworth Chamber of Commerce. Troy's going to talk to us about maybe some of those changes for the coming holiday season that you've heard about in Leavenworth. Wants to give us a little more detail about that and make sure that it's understood as correctly as possible. And also is going to be talking to us about some other things on the program this morning as well, including a very special week that marks this week for him personally. And Troy, I appreciate the time. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely. Happy to be here.
So first of all, Troy, let's talk about our main topic for today, and that would be the changing of some of the Christmas lighting activities that'll be going on later on this year. The Festival of Lights is what it's been dubbed now. And, you know, really, there are some changes to it, but largely you haven't changed a lot. So I guess I'll just let you explain kind of from the ground up exactly what is going to be different for folks as far as what they're used to traditionally and what also is going to stay exactly as it has been for a long time.
Absolutely, happy to. The Village of Lights is what we call it, and that is the lights that we invest in and put up in Front Street Park and help chamber members decorate their buildings. And the Village of Lights spans 3 months. It's December, January, and February. And the big changes this year is some of the programming, not only the Christmas season, but January and February as well, as we repurpose the lights in those months to celebrate Winter Carnival in January and also from Leavenworth campaign that we're doing in February. But a lot of the changes really are happening in December, where we are expanding our festivities, our offerings, and activation in town. The one omission will be the lighting ceremonies that we have. We'll still have programming. We'll still have tons of festive activities going on, and the fest hall is going to be activated all month. That one omission is sort of a byproduct of COVID and what we learned in a year without a festival, when our tax collections were only 5 to 9% below what they were the previous December, and we had people outside enjoying the outdoor seating, which may happen again this December. We had more vehicles turning over throughout the day, and there was no departure en masse that created havoc. So when we stepped back and looked at the event, we wanted to provide a more enjoyable experience, level off the peaks and fill the valleys, and do programming that encouraged turnaround on busiest days. And one of our big goals is to provide a mechanism for our local nonprofits to raise funds during the holiday season as well.
All right, very good. So again, the countdown is really going to be the biggest thing that is sort of gone away on a traditional front, but really it sounds like everything else is going to remain pretty much the same. Troy, is the light count going to go up? Actually, it seems like it goes up every year by at least a few hundred or a few thousand, or is that something that you monitor at the chamber really closely there?
Yeah, we set the tone every spring. When the lights come down, we decide what we're going to do for the next year. We are actually adding a ton more lights and display throughout town. And so there's going to be sort of a trail that you can follow to some really cool lighting displays around the downtown area. We're also activating the fest hall. In years past, the fest hall has been closed during the week, and we've used it on the weekend, just kind of overflow, warming station for people. But it was closed during the week. Now it's going to be open every day in December with all kinds of Christmas activities and entertainment. We're going to be having a gingerbread house competition in there. There's going to be a giving tree raffle where you can win a tree that's filled with prizes. We have a gift wrapping station that's going to be hosted by our nonprofits. And we've got a lot of activation going on in there. Throughout the month, plus the bathrooms will be open 7 days a week, and we will have midweek programming. And one of the things by making this change has allowed us to do is we have not actually promoted the month of December. We haven't talked about the fact that actually for several years now, our lights have always been on. But because of the popularity of the weekend and people not wanting literally any more people to come because we were so full already, we haven't been able to talk about the rest of the month. And this kind of frees us up to be able to do that and really promote the midweek promotions For instance, on Wednesdays in December, if you come shopping and show your receipts, you can get a free ornament from the Chamber of Commerce dropping by the Visitor Center. So lots of things that we can talk about and share now that we were kind of muzzled on in years past.
Troy Campbell with us today. He's Executive Director of the Leavenworth Chamber of Commerce, talking to us again about those changes that are coming up to some of the wintertime activities and festivals in the Leavenworth area. So, Troy, I know there's been an interesting, I don't want to say pushback from the community, but this is it's amazing, I guess, how much concern this has caused within the community and also within those who visit the community as well. So, I mean, this has got to speak in a silver lining sense to the strength of Leavenworth as far as a tourist destination is concerned on both fronts, just exactly how important, needless to say, I guess, this festival, something like this, is to a community like Leavenworth.
Very much so. And the event for the community has always evolved. When it was first started, it was started to bring people, of course, bring people to town, bring people and fill the restaurants, fill the shops. And then it got more popular, so another day was added. And then another weekend was added. And then people checking out on Friday were upset that the lights went on, were upset that the lights went on Friday. So they started turning the lights on Friday. Then it evolved to having the lights on every day of the week. So it's constantly evolved. But the thing is we don't really have to throw it to attract the people. What we can better do now is manage the people that come and make it a lot safer. And I think that the changes we may have made will and have alleviate the safety concerns from EMS, police, and Homeland Security. It's going to alleviate traffic congestion, more turnover during the day. Will we not have a lot of cars in December? No, we will still have cars in December. We don't think that this is going to fix all of the problems that we may have with traffic and just the amount of cars that we receive. But it is kind of like trying to leave the baseball game. If everyone starts filtering out at the sixth inning, it's a lot easier to get out than when the game ends and everyone decides to leave at the end of the game, right? So it's kind of taking more of that kind of an approach.
Yeah, in that metaphor, I suppose, Troy, it depends on where you see a baseball game. I remember seeing one in Los Angeles years ago, and everybody showed up in the third inning and left in the sixth inning. So to me, that was just like they said casually late, and then, you know, you leave a little bit early to beat the traffic. But it's like no one stayed for the game. Yeah. It was crazy. So it's in Leavenworth, I guess it's sort of the same thing, except again, you know, you kept stretching this out so that it could accommodate folks and have done, you know, the best job that you can. I know it's one of those positions where you're never going to be able to please absolutely everybody. And in a world where I guess, tourism is sort of right now even more under the microscope than ever before. I mean, we all wondered what COVID was going to do. And if anything, it has moved more people into moving around, I think, than we had imagined. And it looks like it's a trend that's going to stick around for a while. So are you expecting to be even busier for this year's wintertime in Leavenworth than in years past?
I do, because it really is a magical place to visit during December. And we really are playing that up. I mean, we are very aware that we are constantly ranked one of the top five Christmas towns in the United States. And now the chamber fails that obligation to keep that up and keep that going. And so, like, for instance, in the evenings on the weekend, you know, we would have the countdown and there would be some performances and it would pretty much end. But now we have entertainment going all the way till 8 o'clock at night, with live music in the gazebo and with all these, you know, the other things. I do expect that it to be very busy. And also people will be able to turn over. One of the things the DOT shared with us this past December was people weren't coming in and then sitting on a parking spot all day waiting for that magic moment. The cars were turning over. People were able to come in, shop, eat, and then they might want to go home. And, you know, and then the next round of people were able to come in. So it did really help commerce. So I do expect that this can really help and that we will continue to be busy during the December months. And because we're able to promote it now in a way that we haven't been able to before, hopefully our midweeks. And the fact that people, you know, the world has changed. People, you know, working 3 days, you know, from home now, a lot of businesses doing so, people have more free time during the week. So hopefully our weekdays will get more full. But it really just boiled down to when you step back and look at, you know, trying to get 25,000 people into a 2,000 person town on a one lane highway for the same 10 seconds. Maybe there's a better way we can do this and still create the magic of Christmas and amazing experiences for families to come and enjoy living with them.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, I suppose, what develops over the course of the winter time. We're not quite there yet, but I think a lot of folks are going to take to the changes quite well, Troy, for what it's worth from my perspective. And I have no doubt that you'll probably be busier than you've ever been up there, as you're also anticipating. Troy, talk to us a little bit as well about another program that's coming up prior to then that you've got running on through the summer here that you wanted to mention this morning real quick.
Yeah, that's our recreation ambassador program that the chamber started. We're doing that in partnership with the city, the county, the Forest Service, and TRED app. And this is a program that the chamber has put together. It's actually a service grant, and nonprofits have applied for this service grant. And what they have to do is provide volunteers at the take-in, take-out points along the river and at some of the really popular trailheads within the Forest Service. These are areas that don't have, that are not staffed, but have hundreds and thousands of people a day in the summertime. And so now there's going to be two recreation ambassadors that are there to help people, report issues that they see, take stats, hand out garbage bags, whatever is needed to really help. And by completing these service grant hours and some other items that they have to do as part of the criteria, these nonprofits are able to make money, and there's a monetary reward. And this monetary reward comes from the LTAC funds, the lodging tax funds that we receive. We're being able to repurpose this by paying these nonprofits for the service. The nonprofits then in turn get to reuse that LTAC money again in our community and in our county. So it just seems like a real win-win situation. We're really excited and hoping that this will be an annual program that we can do every year, and also something that nonprofits can use to organize their volunteers to get out and really put volunteers where they're needed the most during the summer months, especially July and August on the Wenatchee River.
All right, very good. Well, sounds like a great effort that you have going on there. So if folks are interested, can they just contact the chamber then?
Right now, the service grants have been given out. If they want to learn more, they can go to leavenworthchamber.org to find out more about the program. But the application process is closed, and we have some of our organizations this year are the Leavenworth Mountain Association, Chelan County Fire District Number 3, and the Chelan County Mountain Rescue are some of the awardees who will be providing the volunteers out there this summer. So if nonprofits are interested, they can contact me through the website and we can put them on the list to get the information when the application goes live next spring.
All right, very good. So again, just head to the Chamber's website if you want to know more information. And Troy, as we finish out here, just also wanted to mention real quick a note of congratulations as you celebrate your 1 year anniversary of tenure there at the Chamber.
Yes, it's 1 year. It's been a strange year. It's solely in the pandemic this entire year, but it's been an amazing year because I have an amazing board of directors who have just really been really receptive to some of the new ideas and really have been really thoughtful in the decisions that they make. So it's just, you know, and this is a wonderful community. So it's been a wonderful year, even with the pandemic.
Well, you're one of several people that we talk to on a consistent basis here at the station, Troy, that stepped in sort of just prior to or right after the pandemic got going. So I know it's been an interesting, to say the least, first year for you to kind of get baptized into the position, but it sounds like it's going well and that you're enjoying it. So again, congratulations on 12 months in service. We'll look forward to another 12 months. Troy Campbell, Executive Director with the Leavenworth Chamber of Commerce, with us here this morning on the Coho Morning Show. Troy, I appreciate the time very much. Stay well, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Same to you. 751 at your hometown station, Coho 101. Cruising into hour three of the Coho Morning Show here in just a bit. That's going to include a chat with garden guru Scott Parsons.
Have you heard the news? All Cashmere Valley Bank lobbies are open to walk-in service. We're taking all the necessary